You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're not going to say the name of the school, but I was regaling Jeremy with the costs of a certain private school here in the metro area. If he was to send both of his children, over the 4 years, it would come to close to $200,000.
Yeah, I was not really familiar with the size of the school until I was looking at an aerial view because I have to go to a store near it today. So I was seeing where the store is, and I was like, that's where that school is? That's how big it is? Good God. It's fancy. It's beautiful looking.
Oh, well, sure.
Good
it better be.
God, man. Yeah.
I mean, if it's 200 grand
pricey,
you know, for two students.
Good God.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. Man. Well, anyway. Hey, listen,
that.
This is our final show of 2021. We will be playing, I think. Are we playing Best of
Dom
and Jeremy?
There's a text out. I'm waiting on a reply, but...
So, like, our podcasts are going to play...
I think so, yeah, all next
while
week.
While we're away.
Yeah, you can, you know, catch up on old episodes.
And then we'll all reconvene here on Monday, January 3, and it'll be 2022. 2022.
Yep.
Wow. Normally, we would do open up the phone lines for what we call No Filter Friday, but since we won't be here Friday, we decided to do it today. Jeremy says it should be called WOW, which stands for Wide Open Wednesday.
Pulled that one out of my butt. So
fine.
Let's do WOW.
We're going to open up the phones. Now, I know that normally people would be like, oh, I don't have anything to say. I'm not going to call. Look, this is our last show of the year. We have given and given and given. And now we want Dom and Jeremy listeners to pick up the slack and carry us for a few minutes. Call in and you talk.
And really, it's your turn. There is a ton to talk about. It's the time of year where you're excited to see people. It's the time of year where you're dreading to see people. Mm-hmm. We want to know your holiday plans, your holiday meals, you know, what gifts you've asked for, anything holiday related right now, really, or
you know,
questions, right? Questions for the show.
Questions. We always love questions.
Yeah.
We answer 95% of them. Here's the funny thing about what you said about excited to see some people and dreading to see others.
Yes.
The funny thing about that is the number of times both of those emotions come into play within the same family. In other words, you've got certain family members who are coming over. Let's say it's a family unit, like husband, wife, or partner, and a kid or two. And one of those people you'll be thrilled to see, mm-hmm. and another one of those people you will dread having to see.
It's the obligation invite, you know, you got to invite them.
Yeah, so the excitement and the dread could arrive in the same vehicle.
Maybe you tell that person like 2 hours later, say the party starts at noon, but you're like, why don't you be here at 2?
But they show up at the same time. They're in the same car.
That's two less hours. Oh, you're saying like husband-wife team. I'm thinking
exactly.
Like, you know, separate parties, or, you know, individuals that you tell at different times.
Oh, I get that. I'm just talking about how what a drag it is.
Because I see what you're saying.
You want one of the people to be there, but the other one you don't.
You love the husband, but don't care for the wife type thing.
Or whatever.
Or vice versa.
This could be a partner-partner thing. It could
That's
be anything.
Or rough.
It could be you like both of the partners, but you hate their kids.
Oh, you know. The kids are the worst.
Or you love the kids, but the parents are not that cool.
So many combinations of hate right now for the holidays.
Well, you know, this is the season of love.
You're
and
right.
The season of forgiving.
Right.
Forgiving and...
Right.
Anyway, here's our phone number for Wide Open Wednesday, 303-691-1MIX. That's 691-1649. We want to know what's on your mind. What are you doing for the holidays? What are you looking forward to? What are you not looking forward to? What do you want to say about the show? What questions do you want to ask?
It's anything. It's wide open. And if nobody calls, we'll play Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas back to back for 15 minutes.
Starting with Kendra, who's been patiently holding. Kendra, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're great.
You little ray of sunshine. We're doing great.
It's been a great
year. What are you doing for the holidays? Anything fun?
Yes. That's why I called. We are on our way to the airport right now to go to Mammoth in California to go skiing.
Whoa. Smell you.
What's the skiing like there?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never been, but I have been watching the weather, and they've gotten over 70 inches of snow in the last week.
Dang.
Mammoth, huh?
Some fresh pow-pow.
It can't be better than the Rocky Mountains. I mean, could it?
Perhaps today it is because there's no snow in the Rocky Mountains.
No, we've got snow up in the mountains. We just don't have snow in Denver. I'm just trying to boost the Colorado ski industry here, Kendra, and keep you from going.
My husband and I are both natives of Colorado. And our parents are all here. And so we've never left for Christmas in our lives. So it's pretty exciting.
How are they handling it then?
Poorly. Very, very badly.
I bet. I bet.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I have two kids. They're coming along.
So you're taking the whole family. So grandparents are not going to get to see grandkids this Christmas.
Yes, that's right.
Dang,
we'll be back before school.
Right, you can still. Did you do like a little family Christmas before you left? Or are you going to do it like when you get back? Phone's cutting out.
Phone's breaking up. Say that again. Your phone broke up. What happened?
Yeah.
Sorry. We don't have any plans for Christmas with the family. Something out when we get back.
Yeah, that's even worse than you're leaving on Christmas and no plans to see mom and dad.
But here's the thing.
Did I lose?
Deep down inside, I am cheering you on for this because I think it's pretty cool to kind of do your own traditions and start your own traditions. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, once in a while, you just have to break free from the same old traditions.
You kind of do.
Ain't it the truth, Kendra? So true.
Good for you.
Well, yeah, good for you. Have a great time. When you get back, send us some photos through Facebook so we can see what Mammoth looks like, okay?
Oh, I will. That would be fun.
Yeah. Have a great trip. Thank you for listening to your boys. We appreciate you, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. See, I think that's pretty cool. The whole family is like grinding their teeth because Kendra and the kids are leaving.
We've not been able to pull the trigger on that. We talked about going to Hawaii this year for Christmas, but we just couldn't do it. Couldn't pull the trigger.
Hmm.
Just too scared of the fallout.
But you know, all you got to do, you only have to stand up to them one time. And then after that, you've kind of broken through.
I know, but still. I would feel so bad.
You know, it's funny. My son lives in Hawaii, and he's actually in Denver for Christmas.
Oh, because we were going to stay with him, which would have been weird. But.
Over to line two. It's Miss Daisy. Hi, Miss Daisy.
Hello. How are you this morning?
We're great. Oh,
so good. We can't stand it.
That first caller, she's going to have fun in Mammoth. I learned how to ski Big Bear in Mammoth. I'm from Anaheim, California. So she'll have a good time. Now, piggybacking on what you guys were speaking about on education and private school for children, I'm coming home from the 7-Eleven, and I get to the corner, and the woman is in her very nice SUV with her little boy. And the kid's about 6 or 7. So I said, "Hi there, how you doing, little man?" He said, "Hey, how are you?" And I said, "I'm good." I said, "How was school today?" He said, "School, it was good." I said, "Well, what did you learn today that you never knew before?" Mm-hmm. And the little boy throws his hands up in the air. And he says, "Absolutely nothing." And his mom's like, "I never thought to ask him that, and he's in private school."
What? So she's basically shelling out all that money, and he's like, "I didn't learn anything. I didn't learn a damn thing today."
Right? Okay. Not about a star constellation, anything, you know?
Yeah, right.
I got to tell you why I'm laughing at this.
And education is mandatory.
Yeah. Listen, you know, like that used to be my go-to question. Every time my stepdaughter would come home from school, that was always my question. Yeah. What did you learn today?
Yeah.
And it got to because she would start by saying what this kid said, like, "I don't know, I don't remember," or something like that. But because I kept asking it, every day, I guess she would think about it on her way home. So she had an answer for me when she walked in the door. And
yeah, my go-to is tell me something good that happened today.
Exactly.
That puts them more on the spot.
Mm.
What was good today?
With babies, and they're so tiny, they don't know how to spell hot or say hot. They may not know how to say mommy or daddy. But if they touch something hot, they're going to scream and say hot. And then everything that they touch after that, they're going to look at their mom and dad before they touch it and say hot, hot, hot before they touch it. See, so they learn something.
Why are these kids touching so many hot things, Daisy?
Yeah, I like the way he's doing. Hot,
kids
hot,
do that. Like
hot.
My son was the volume child.
Yeah.
My second dad had to always check the volume on the stereo because Sean would take the big knob and twist it mm-hmm. all the way.
Mm. Yeah.
Damn it, Sean.
When he turned it on, it was like bow.
Did what he
so
say? Knob?
Kids, yeah.
Knob?
Knob? Knob? Knob?
Yep. Or hot.
Hey, Miss Daisy, we have to run, but we want to thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
You have a bunch of energy.
You guys have an awesome day. Have a happy new year, and let's go out of the year knowing that education is mandatory and you should not have to pay for it.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Listen, thank you for that.
Thank you, Miss Daisy. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hot.
Hot.
The call was hot.
Hot knobs. Hot,
hot
knobs.
Hot knobs. Hot knobs. Is that some sort of site?
let's see. This is from LaShondra. She goes, I'm not able to call at work, but I'm listening on my headphones, and I want to know if you boys are real tree or fake tree people. I'm judging you on your answers. Oh, we're not going to really get into that battle, are we?
We do this every year.
Every year.
I'm
a fake tree.
Fake
guy.
Tree.
Fake tree.
Tree. I can't go cut down a live tree. That's...
She
me.
Says, I'm judging you on your answers, but she didn't say which way she needs us to answer.
I'm fake tree mostly because it's more low maintenance. I can leave all my lights and everything on it, tip it sideways, walk it down to the basement, and stand it back up in the storage area.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, walk it back up. I don't have to string new lights again, which I hate. Doesn't everybody hate stringing lights on the tree?
Well, so here's the thing about that. Before we go to this next
one, half of them work.
There's this thing where some people go and they attach the lights to the tree. You know, there's like little clips on the lights. I don't ever do that. I just take the strand and I just
loop it,
wrap it around. It doesn't need to be attached anywhere. No. I mean, it's not going to fall off there. But I remember people in my life who before have been like, no, you have to take each individual bulb where there's a little clip and you have to clip it to the branch. I'm like, oh, my
God. Some OCD stuff there. Mm-mm.
Yes, I'm not doing
that.